Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Warning. Before we begin, listener discretion is advised due to adult themes, violent scenes, and language. This series also risks the possibility of you being afflicted with an ancient curse. If you doubt this, ask any member of the production team. Thank you.
The Violet Hour presents
Long Night in Egypt.
Tadouni. Sadouni. Sadouni. Moya. Moya.
I know, I think I'm in the middle of sweating a little bit. Oh, I should have brought my own clothes.
Stazanouni. No, samahtu.
Oh, sorry.
Sadouni.
Do you speak English?
Help me. Please.
Lord! Oh my God!
Water! Water!
What do we do?
Is there an emergency number?
Oh, excuse me! Speak English!
Yes, yes!
This young man needs help. Do you know the number for an ambulance?
Ambulance?
Help! This man! Please!
Ambulance,
he
no.
needs this water, but he's not responding.
Ah, I see. This is emergency, huh? One moment.
Come, my love. Sit up. Come on. You must drink this. It's
you're
water.
You're going to be all right.
Oh. Here. Drink. Oh, there. Oh, well done.
Stanley, what is his name?
What's your name?
Sorry?
Amr. My name is Amr.
And Owain.
What was that, love?
Where is everyone?
Everyone?
My friends. My sister.
Okay. There will be emergency car soon. In Ishaq Gate al-Waqt. Him? Yes?
Where are they?
Don't know, love. Not a worry.
Where are they?
I really don't know.
Where is my sister? Where is she?
Please, sir. Don't get up.
Yarab. Yarab.
No!
Yarab.
No, don't stand up. You'll fall.
Episode 1, Vault of the Heavens.
Good evening. This is your pilot speaking. Welcome to Flight 467 to Frankfurt. We will be taking off right on time today, due to arrive in approximately 8 hours and 20 minutes at 10:20 a.m. Central European Time. From there, you will be able to make any necessary connections. I hope you enjoy flying with us today.
Kayla, did you pack bricks?
I know, I'm sorry. It's just that I wanted to bring all of the Egypt literature that Professor Rittner gave us.
Nerd.
Shut up, Mo.
We're only in Cairo for a week.
Yeah, but...
It's spring break. Come on.
I know, but I want to, like, you know things while we're there.
I'm just messing with you.
Plus, You'll be happy to know. I brought my leopard print heels and my little navy blue sex dress because I want to meet a hot Egyptian love god who can rock my world for 5 days.
I'm a hot Egyptian love god.
Ew, you're like my brother.
Oh my god, I am so offended.
Well, you're not.
I'm really not.
Plus, you know I only date men over 30.
I don't want to hear it, Jordan.
Okay.
Whatever. Look at Pia and Jordan.
Ugh, she's so... what's the word?
Insufferable.
Oh my god.
Seriously, what is he even thinking?
You're such a bitch.
Oh, but of course he's not thinking, because he's a dumbass. God, she makes me not even want to go on this trip.
She's not that bad.
She is, though.
I mean, she...
has she ever said more than, like, 3 words to you?
Maybe she's just shy?
Dude, she makes him wear a GPS collar.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Ask Jordan.
That's,
fucked up? Yeah. She's a piece of work.
Can Jordan and I sit together, please?
Yes, Pia. That's why there's 2 seats here.
Babe, sit here. I'll take the aisle.
Babe.
Hey guys, do you think we'll have time to get some tax-free alcohol in Frankfurt before our Cairo flight?
We have like a 3-hour layover, but maybe do it on the flight back?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't worry, my uncle has stuff at his house.
Your family drinks?
Yeah, I mean, not often, but they're not super strict or anything.
Oh, great.
Wait till we meet Samira, one of my cousins.
Is she hot?
Jordan.
I don't know. She's my cousin.
I'm just joking. Babe, chill.
She used to sneak vodka into her water bottle and take it to school when she was 15. She's insane.
I like her already.
Babe, seriously?
Well, this will be fun.
I told you, she's awful. And he's an idiot and can't shut up.
You'd be sort of asking for her to be pissed, though.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's normally pretty good at diffusing, but I don't know why he puts up with her lack of humor.
I feel sorry for him.
He did this to himself. He is not smart. I love him. He makes me smile sometimes, but damn, no brain.
Come on, he just makes bad choices.
Okay, sure, if you want to call it that.
He got into the program at U of C.
Being book smart is not the same as being smart. Plus, his dad is like a big donor at the Oriental Institute, so, I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know all these things?
You know, babe, come on.
Okay, break it up, you two. I want to have a good time on this trip, so let's try to, I don't know, not be dicks to each other, if possible.
That's rich coming from you.
Shut up, Mo. I've been trying to think of the four of us as members of the Aeneid.
What is the Aeneid?
The Aeneid were the 9 main Egyptian deities who were worshipped in Heliopolis.
What's Heliopolis?
Don't worry about it. The main thing is, I like to think that each of us is a different Egyptian god. And we may not always get along, but we have to work together and at least try.
Oh my god, you are so weird.
Oh my god, y'all love me.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Hey, I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
Mo, does your uncle have a big house? Like... are we all sleeping together in one room, or...?
Well, 2 of us can stay in my cousin's room. He's gonna sleep in his sister Samira's room. And then 2 of us can stay in my aunt and uncle's guest room.
Okay, so Jordan and I will have our own space?
Babe, I told you everything would be cool.
I just want to make sure that we have our own space.
Yeah, probably.
Because we would really value that.
I'm sure it will be fine.
I'm just checking.
What if you can't sleep in the same room as Jordan? Will you get off the plane, like right now, and go back home?
You're cute.
You're adorable.
Okay, ladies, that's enough.
Oh, Jordan, did you bring that book you showed me with all those maps of the insides of the pyramids?
Yeah, I totally brought that.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my god, Jordan, you have to show Mo. Jordan has this book his dad gave him, and it's got like all of these hand-drawn maps of the inside of every single pyramid found in Egypt before 1890.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's also got all these maps of places that no one has ever even seen. Like, really out there stuff.
My dad gave it to me when I got my acceptance letter to UC.
Isn't that epic?
Where'd your dad get it from?
I don't know. I think a friend of his bought it from an antique bookshop in Cairo in like the 80s or something.
You'll have to show my uncle. He loves stuff like that. He might even know who did the drawings.
Yeah? For sure.
Is your uncle special or something?
Babe, I told you, he's...
my uncle Abessi works for the Egyptian Antiquities Authority, mainly at Tzara.
Oh.
So he's got access to the Djoser Pyramid, the Unis Pyramid, and some of the other tombs there. Basically, he helps sort out logistics and stuff for all the digs happening in that area. It's really awesome.
Sure.
Isn't your aunt an archaeologist?
Yeah, Aunt Rania is one of the best archaeologists in Cairo.
Sick!
She and Uncle Abessi actually met on a dig ages ago in the Valleys of the Kings.
It's like My dream.
To meet someone in the Valley of the Kings?
Yeah, why not? Meet a nice sun-kissed silver fox with dick experience? Yum.
You could date King Tut himself.
Shut up, Jordan.
Unless he's a bit young for you.
You're a dick.
I would never date another psychologist.
Are you a psychology major?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
I get that, Pia. I mean, you'd both be analyzing each other within an inch of your lives. You'd probably both go insane.
Also, I don't date fossils, but I get why, as an archaeology major, you'd be attracted to them.
Ooh, burn.
Well done, Pia. You read me well. I'm sure RuPaul would be proud. If you were one of the Aeneid gods, you would probably be Tefnut, because her name means spitting tongue.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's also a lion-headed serpent, so...
You're such a bitch!
Hey, Mo, aren't your cousins twins?
Yeah, I'm shy, but he's really nice. He and Samir are a bit younger than us.
How old are they?
19.
Oh, fasten your seatbelts, kids. It's gonna be a bumpy flight.
Will it be bumpy?
Oh, look, they have the mummy on the in-flight channel.
So stupid.
I'm watching it. Pia, wanna watch it?
No, babe. You go ahead.
Holy fucking shitballs.
You okay?
I hate takeoff. I'll be fine in a minute.
Hey, Mo.
I think we're landing in Frankfurt soon.
What?
I think we're landing.
Aw, look at Pia and Jordan.
Gross.
I think they look cute all cuddled up.
They absolutely do not.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will soon begin our descent into Frankfurt. Please make sure to fasten your seatbelts, as there will be some turbulence ahead. Thank you.
I hate turbulence.
It's okay. I've got you.
Should we wake up Jordan and Pia? They aren't wearing their seatbelts. Jordan? Jordan! He's not waking up. Jordan!
Please fasten your seatbelts immediately.
What the fuck is happening?
Please fasten your seatbelts immediately. Any customers in the bathroom, please make your way back to your seat and fasten your seatbelts immediately. Cabin crew, please do final checks and return to your seats. Cabin crew, I repeat, please do final checks and return to your seats.
Fuck, shit.
Pia! Jordan, wake up!
Please!
Pia!
Kayla, wake up!
What?
You were having a nightmare.
Or a sex dream.
You were calling out Pia's name.
Oh. I was...
I had a really bad nightmare that the plane... Pia wasn't wearing her seatbelt and the plane nosedived. She hit the ceiling. It was awful.
Wow.
My head hurts.
Here, have some Advil.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
No, we're cool. Are we cool, babe?
Yeah.
Are we almost in Frankfurt?
3 more hours to go.
Ugh, God, I need a drink. When is the steward coming back with the cart?
Don't know.
I need a Bloody Mary stat.
Babe. Are you so excited for tomorrow?
I can't wait.
Oh, I totally forgot. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Yep. I will finally be able to order a Jack and Coke without committing a felony.
We're gonna party, biatch!
Shh! There are kids on this flight.
Sorry, Mom.
Seriously, though, look.
Okay, that's adorable.
You're Geb.
What?
You'd be Egyptian god Geb if you were in the Aeneid.
Ooh, the Earth god. Fancy.
You create earthquakes with your laughter.
Kayla, you are so weird.
Weird, yes, but not wrong.
Folks, this is your captain speaking. We're just about to fly through some tricky weather conditions, so if you could please fasten your seatbelts, that would be great. Again, there will be a little turbulence.
Ugh, not again.
Hi. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Does anybody speak in Deutsch?
Nope.
Welcome to Frankfurt Airport. There have been a few gate changes in all flights out of Concourse B. For flight 468 to Ukraine, please make your way to gate 27. For flight 109 to New York, please make your way to gate 41. And for flight 9106 to Cairo, please make your way to Concourse A, gate 13. Thank you.
Well, looks like we better turn around and go back the other way. Does anyone know where we're going?
I think there was a map on the flight info they stuck in my passport.
I honestly don't know how you'd find anything in there.
Ew. Are you this messy at home?
It's probably somewhere at the bottom. Hold this for a sec. Oh
my god. Is this the Book of Pyramid Maps?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
This is awesome.
Be careful with it. It's like the best thing I own.
Maybe you guys shouldn't touch it with your bare fingers.
Hope you haven't lost your passport, Jordan.
Here it is.
Whoa. Check this out.
Hey, be careful.
Don't worry.
Aren't the drawings beautiful? I love that they used red and green inks, not just black, in order to mark all the different materials used for each interior.
This one is the Pyramid of Unis.
Is that the one we're going to visit with your uncle?
Yeah. I think he's going to give us a private tour.
Sick.
Like, will it be at night?
What do you mean?
Well, won't it open during the day for, like, tourists and stuff?
Oh, no. We'll be the first people there in over a year.
I can't wait!
So, we can go during the day, right?
I mean, probably.
Are you afraid of the dark, Pia?
No, it's just... Don't vipers come out at night in Egypt?
Vipers?
Fuck, I hope not.
Oh, whatever. You better be right.
Don't worry, babe. Everything will be fine. You will love Egypt.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm happy to be with you.
Aw, thanks for trusting me, babe.
Ugh, you guys are gross.
Get a room.
Sounds like jealousy to me.
No.
We'd better get going.
Can we look at it more on the plane?
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm vlogging.
Shh. Sorry.
Hello, my gorgeous archaeology enthusiasts. We have arrived in Frankfurt. We're at the airport, and I am stoked. Slightly worried my suitcase is going to get lost during the changeover. That would be terrible. Although, totally planned ahead, I packed an extra set of clothes and all my books in my carry-on. I'm a genius. Anyway, once we arrive there, we are getting picked up, and we'll go straight over to Mo's uncle's and aunt's house. They're super famous. Basically, Egyptian royalty for archaeologists. I'm not even tired. This is just so, so, so awesome. Okay, check you later, my wonderful peeps. Mwah.
I can't believe people actually listen to that.
No, that's so mean.
Do the same people listen to you every day?
I mean, Yeah, it's just my Snapchat. It's not a big deal. You're so mean.
I love you, though.
No, you're a meanie.
Hey, guys, I heard they sell falafel at the McDonald's in Egypt.
God.
Can we go?
Is he always like this, Pia?
There used to be this incredible view of the Sphinx from the McDonald's at Giza. I don't know if it's still there, though.
Oh, can we go?
You are such a simpleton.
I'm not. It would be fun.
Jordan, if you were one of the Aeneid, you would be the Egyptian god Shu.
What?
Remember, I'm turning us all into gods of the Aeneid.
But I want to be Sobek.
No, Sobek isn't part of the Aeneid. Do you even listen in class at all? Plus, why would you want to be the crocodile god?
Because he's badass and scary?
You're totally Shu, who is way cooler because you are such a positive person. You put up with all of our shit and you never get upset.
What does that have to do with Shu?
It works. Plus, they're kind of an island.
What?
Who is Shu?
Well, firstly, and you'll love this, Pia, he's your husband since you are Tef Newt. Of course, you're also brother and sister because Egypt.
Gross.
He is the god of air.
That sounds kind of...
Perfect. Yes, it is. There's literally nothing up in there in that small little brain of his but air.
Why are you so mean to me?
I just turned you into a god. What more do you want?
So, are you casting yourself as Hathor or something?
No, airhead. I'm Osiris.
What? But he's a dude.
And your point is...
I mean...
God of eternal life, motherfuckers!
Holy crap. Jordan, do you even know what the handwritten foreword to your book says?
No. I don't know how to read Arabic.
It's basically a dedication.
To who?
Well, to the reader, but what's interesting is the name of the author.
Who is it?
Ahmed Kamal.
Oh my god.
Who's Ahmed Kamal?
Wait, wasn't he Egypt's top archaeologist of the 1800s?
Yes!
Look at the signature! Sick. He would have been pretty young in 1880.
Did he write this?
Yes. He must have been the one who drew all those maps. Oh, I bet the Oriental Institute would pay mega bucks to get their hands on this.
My dad told me not to show it to anyone at the University of Chicago Library because he was worried they would start tempting me with offers.
And that was before Mo discovered the inscription.
You guys are nerds.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's archaeology trivia.
I guessed that. Aren't you tired? You seem hyped.
You should take a nap, babe.
I don't sleep on planes very well.
Just 3 hours left before we're in Cairo. I think I'm too excited to be tired.
I'm exhausted, actually.
Makes sense. It's nearly 4 a.m. Chicago time.
Thanks for letting me look at your book, Jordan.
No props.
Can I see it?
Sure. I'm gonna try and sleep a bit before we land. What are you gonna do, Pia?
I guess I'll try and sleep.
Kayla, have you seen the pages that recreate the pyramid text?
No.
They're near the end. There are also a bunch of these weird maps that don't match with any archaeology in Egypt, so that's kind of wild. Anyway, I'm gonna check out. See you in Cairo.
Sweet dreams. Wow. Gorgeous. Hey, what the... Mo?
Yeah?
The lights have gone off.
What?
The lights are off.
Maybe they're dimming them so people can sleep?
No, they only do that on flights over 8 hours.
Kayla?
Yeah?
Look.
Oh my god.
The hieroglyphs in the book.
They're glowing.
No, don't touch them.
But it's so beautiful.
Kayla!
God damn it!
Wow, my eyes were not ready for that.
Apologies, everyone. Someone hit the wrong switch in the cabin and plunged you all into darkness for a moment there. But don't worry, all is well, and we shall be landing on time in Cairo at 14:25.
I was just about to start reading the glowing symbols.
That was creepy as fuck.
Are you kidding? That was awesome.
Summon a demon on your own time. Most of us would prefer to live.
What kind of special ink do you think they used in the 1800s that could do that?
I don't know. Maybe we can ask my uncle?
Maybe.
Kayla?
Sorry, I was just thinking, maybe we shouldn't tell anyone about what we saw.
Okay.
I'd like to sort of solve the mystery myself. Like a real archaeologist, you know?
Sure. I'll happily leave it to you. As I said, demon possession isn't really my bag.
You're ridiculous.
Couldn't you just Google glow-in-the-dark ink in the 1800s?
I'm hoping it won't be that easy.
Oh, my darling lunatic Kayla.
Aren't you supposed to be sleeping?
I'm supposed to be, but someone woke me up.
Good night, Mo.
Nighty-night.
Jordan, there's my bag.
Got it, babe. Sorry.
God,
excuse me.
That is the biggest bag I've ever seen. It's like you packed for a month.
I bet it's full of makeup and shoes.
Thanks, babe.
We're only here for a week. What did you bring?
Just my stuff.
Are we good?
I think we've all got everything.
Awesome.
My uncle and aunt should be waiting at the gate.
Let's go.
Weird. I don't see them.
Should we walk over to the other side?
Yeah, maybe.
Mohammed! Mo! Over here! Mo!
Is that...
Samira?
Mo, over here!
She's there.
Welcome!
This is my cousin, Samira. This is Kayla, Jordan, and Pia.
Very nice to meet you.
You're so grown up.
I am 19 now.
She was 15 the last time I saw her.
We are all very excited to have you staying with us. Follow me. My brother will come with the car. My mom and dad are at home waiting for us.
Here he is. Hey, cuz.
Hello, cousin. Long time no see.
Hello.
Hi.
Where should I sit?
Here, babe. You can sit on my lap.
These are all of Mo's friends from Chicago.
Very nice to meet you all.
What was your name again?
Amr.
What was that? Sorry.
Amr. My name is Amr.
You've been listening to Long Night in Egypt, a production by Violet Hour Media. It starred Alice Pollock as Kayla, Amar Kota as Mo, Grace Aubrey as Pia, Roshan Singh as Jordan, Asil Musa as Samira, Amro Mahmoud as Amr, Barnaby Edwards as the first tourist, and Margaret Ashley as the second tourist. Other roles heard were performed by Wallace Hamon and Kareem Cronfley, with Lance Roger Axt as your announcer. Long Night in Egypt was directed and produced by Jack Bowman and written by Sarah Pitar. Dialogue editing was by Lance Roger Axt. Sound design, sound mixing, and mastering by John Piasecki. Music composition was by Talib Peshkapia. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.